You're listening to SBS News.
Bowel Cancer Australia says just over 15,600 people a year are diagnosed with bowel cancer, 9% of whom are under the age of 50, prompting the Never Too Young for Bowel Cancer campaign to increase awareness. Various international studies have documented increasing rates of bowel cancer in people born after 1990, with higher rates also seen in other parts of the developed world. Julian Wiggins is the CEO of Bowel Cancer Australia. He says there are a number of potential reasons behind the increase, including some of the same factors that affect older people.
Potentially there's an impact of, say, fast food consumption, which has increased 3 to 5-fold among children and young adults since 1970. And this comprises an important factor when it comes to rectal cancer, because we know that processed meat in particular can have an effect. All in all, the jury's still out in that respect. There is some talk of genetics as well. But we do know, say, for an older population, that the risk factors are well and truly established. That means you need to be physically active, eating whole grains, for example, participating in screening, avoiding processed meat and limiting red meat consumption, for example. If you're choosing to drink, limit the amount, and avoiding weight gain.
There are two main factors young people with bowel cancer need to look out for, one being a family history and the other symptoms indicating something is wrong. But there is not always a genetic link. Marty Hogan, who is now 42, was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic bowel cancer in mid-December 2019. Not long before Australia went into lockdown, Mr. Hogan and his wife Jane travelled the world, a long overdue holiday for the couple following Mr. Hogan's 18 years of service with the police force. He says in retrospect he had symptoms for years which he dismissed as either food allergies or simply an irritable bowel.
The doctor told me that it was stage 4. It was a shock because I didn't feel like I'd been sick long enough to have something so bad going wrong with me, from feeling so good and then feeling so bad such a short time after. Always had a bit of a dodgy tummy, and I just thought it was food allergies, like certain types of oil made me react and things like that. But getting the diagnosis actually painted a very clear picture of what had been happening through a fair bit of my life previously.
Despite the increase in younger people, bowel cancer is still a disease that primarily affects those over the age of 50. And experts urge anyone experiencing symptoms to get a bowel screening test at any age. Mr. Wiggins says there are a range of symptoms that may indicate more investigation is needed.
Young people and their GPs really need to be recognising and then promptly investigating symptoms such as blood in your poo or a change in bowel habit, or even unexplained anemia, which is causing tiredness or weight loss. It needs to be investigated promptly to rule out bowel cancer as an underlying cause.
Mr. Hogan urges everyone who may have symptoms, especially younger men who may feel uncomfortable about having a colonoscopy, to put their fears aside.
I'd like to share to probably sort of alpha guys or dominant type guys that it's not that bad to go and get a colonoscopy. You know, I've had 5 or 6 of my mates that have never had it done before have gone and had colonoscopies since my diagnosis, and they're all treating it like it's nothing now to go and have that procedure done, whereas that was a really intimidating procedure for me. I was scared of a doctor doing things in my bum with a camera, but now it's a nothing procedure, and it would have made a big difference if I had it done it earlier.
Professor Jane Andrews from the Department of Gastroenterology and Hepatology of the Royal Adelaide Hospital says outcomes are good if bowel cancer is detected early enough.
Actually, no Australian should die of bowel cancer, because we have really good ways to prevent it or to treat it at an early stage. And colonoscopy and the federal government screening program detect polyps. And when polyps are removed, the risk of cancer and the risk of death in the person who has a good quality colonoscopy are both reduced hugely. And even when cancer is detected, most people who are diagnosed with bowel cancer will live and will not die from their bowel cancer.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.